From Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You're listening to Eric Monahan.
Listen to the sound of the drummer, thumping to the beat of my heart. Hear that bass, he can't keep the pace, it's tearing my brain apart. Whoa, I never ever felt like this. It's getting harder,
turning my heartbeat up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
turning my heartbeat up. It's getting harder, turning my heartbeat up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
turning my heartbeat up.
Sound of the MVPs, turning my heartbeat up, kicking off the Eric Monahan show for the 27th of December. Well, Christmas Day and Boxing Day are all over. Did you have a good one? Was it chaotic? Did you have family and friends around? Well, now it's the 27th. You can chill back, and sit back rather, chill out and enjoy the programmes. I'll give you the lineups, what it should be today. In a moment, thanks to all those who have gone before us keeping you entertained, and very much the Christmas theme is going to carry on the Eric Monahan show with some specials, and this time we're looking at Northern Soul, music that kicked off in the early 1960s at the Twisted Wheel Club in Manchester, and keeping the music going, Spiral Staircase and More Today Than Yesterday.
You tonight I'm talking to Billy Connolly, a well-known Scottish comedian. Billy, I understand that when you first came to England, people had a lot of trouble understanding your accent. Is that right?
Sorry?
Right, shut up. I suppose that's as quiet as we'll get it. Right, now, most of you have been to these gatherings before, so I won't explain too much. We are in the very coveted position this morning of actually having a hospital bed to spare. And in the usual way, I'm afraid I must award it to the most deserving case. Now, you all know the allocation system, so I won't waste any more time. Who's going to start the bidding? Do I hear measles? Measles, anyone? Come on, this is a hospital bed going empty. Come on. Do I hear measles?
Influenza?
No, I'm sorry, come on, that's just a long lie in. I must start the bidding at measles.
Measles.
Measles, thank you, madam. Measles from the lady with the spot. Okay, at measles, at measles, at measles. Any advance on measles? Measles. Measles. Pneumonia, pneumonia. Thank you, sir. Pneumonia. Head pneumonia, then. Head pneumonia, 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 double pneumonia, double pneumonia, head 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 pneumonia. Any advance on double pneumonia?
Sorry?
Amnesia? Laryngitis. No, I'm sorry, sir, we're already at double pneumonia. Any advance on double pneumonia? Do I hear double pneumonia and a duodenal ulcer? Thank you, sir. Does it hurt? Yes, and it's painful. Double pneumonia and a duodenal ulcer, that is painful. Any advance on that? Malaria. Malaria, thank you, sir. Malaria from gentlemen in wheelchair. Malaria, 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 malaria. Come on, malaria, come on, it's not exactly terminal. Come on, malaria. Look, I have to tell you, I have a reserve on this bed. I've already received a telephone offer of rabies. Come on, I must hurry you. It's a very good bed near the television room.
Smallpox.
Smallpox, smallpox, thank you, sir. And smallpox, and smallpox, smallpox, smallpox. What, pleurisy? No, I'm sorry, pleurisy is just a complication of smallpox. I think you're bidding against yourself there, sir. Smallpox, then, still at smallpox. Deep depression. Deep depression from the man on the window ledge. Thank you, sir. Deep depression. Deep depression, then. Going to the man on the window ledge. Going. Going. Gone. The man on the window ledge has gone. So I'm afraid I'll have to start the bidding again.
Yeah.
sound of the Spellbinders there on MAR, Help Me. Before that, the unforgettable, not the 9 o'clock news, National Health Beds. You heard a few more sketches from those during today's show. And we kicked it all off with Susan Barrett. What's it gonna be? Well, what's it gonna be today for you? Following me at 2:30, it will either be Steve Martin or Mike Stand. At 4 p.m, it's The Emperor's Christmas Box. That's Dave Rogers. 5:30, it's The Lee Morrison Show. 7 p.m, it's Paul Jay's Christmas Bonanza. 8:30 should be Nick Catford making a guest appearance, and rounding the whole thing off today, 10 p.m. till midnight, will be Roger D, possibly with Jackie, although that's still to be confirmed. Now, carrying on with the Northern Soul aspect of the music, an artist that we're going to hear more than once over this holiday is an artist called Major Lance, and this is a track called Ain't No Soul in These Old Shoes.
Kilohertz AM, 191 meters medium wave. This is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, with Eric Monahan.
Down.
MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, is what you're listening to. And Major Lance, Ain't No Soul, kicked off that threesome. We then carried on with Bobby Lynn, a track called Earthquake. And that was the Exciters there with Blowing Up My Mind. Now, I just thought I'd do something a little different to the normal Eric Monahan show, with it being Christmas and New Year. Just thought I'd throw a few specials together. Northern Soul isn't something I would normally feature, so I thought, well, why not? And throw a bit of comedy in as well. What Dave Miller will think of it all, the show's regular critic, I do not know. But let's have a bit of a discussion now about David Attenborough. And if you do want to send us a text in, an email, it is mar@rock.com.
In the past few years, there have been some extraordinary breakthroughs in communication between men and animals, some outstanding cases being those with dolphins and with owls. But in the forefront of this field is Professor Timothy Fielding and his experiments with a gorilla called Gerald. Professor, can Gerald really speak as we would understand it?
Oh, yes. I mean, he can speak a few actual words. Of course, it was extremely difficult to get him even to this stage. When I first captured Gerald in the Congo, I'm 67, I think it was.
68.
There was an awful lot of work to do. He was enormously slow and difficult. I had to do a lot of work with him on a sort of one-to-one basis.
If I might just butt in at this point, Tim, I think I should point out that I have done a considerable amount of work on this project myself, and if I may say so, your teaching methods do leave a bit to be desired. And your diction, for instance, is
Can I put this into some sort of perspective? When I caught Gerald in 68, he was completely wild.
Wild? I was absolutely livid.
Clearly, all that's changed now.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, of course, you've been brought up in the professor's own house.
Yes, he's living with me, yes.
Though not in the biblical sense.
Yes, I was going to ask you, actually. Gerald, do you have a mate?
Yeah, I've got lots of mates. There's the professor, there's his son Toby, there's Raymond next door.
Well, no, actually...
I see what you mean. Crumpet. Well...
You didn't tell me you were friendly with Raymond.
Well, do I have to tell you everything?
Well, anyway, for about 9 years, we began to work...
You know how you tell jokes about the Irish not being very clever?
Yes.
Well, back home, we tell the same jokes about orangutans, who aren't famous for being all that bright.
I've heard.
Really?
And, for instance, have you heard the one about the orangutan who ate a pomegranate with a banana?
No.
Well, it loses a lot in translation. Very, very funny.
Have you been seeing him very often?
I see. Well, Professor, to come back to my earlier question, how has Gerald reacted to being separated from his family?
Well, to begin with, Gerald did make various attempts to contact his old flange of gorillas.
It's a whoop, Professor, a whoop of gorillas. It's a flange of baboons.
He sent them the occasional letter, but I couldn't really see the point. I mean, they either ate them or wiped their bottoms on them. I mean...
Look, I know you've never got on with my mother.
Well, she didn't exactly like me, did she?
She got on perfectly well with David Attenborough.
David Attenborough! All I ever hear is David bloody Attenborough!
Let me Dave out of
this. Oh, shut up and have a banana.
All right.
If I could interrupt for a minute. Gerald, I believe you've been earning some money doing TV commercials and so on. What do you spend your earnings on?
I suppose you'd expect me to say that I spend most of my money on peanuts, bananas and carpet cleaner.
No, not at all.
No, well, I do spend about 95% of it on this. But the rest goes on little luxuries. I'm very keen on Johnny Mathis.
Well, you're not kidding, are you? When a Child is Born blaring out till all hours while I'm downstairs trying to do some work.
Look, the production on that album is amazing.
It's my serious scientific project and you behave like an absolute child.
I went to evening classes.
Oh, shut up about your bloody evening classes, Joe.
As Aristotle once said,
oh.
I zoi ine enanguri, I gineke ine ti pavilato.
You arrogant little bastard, you're recognised. I mean, do you think it's easy? Do you think it's easy for me?
Easy for you? I spent half my life in quarantine.
Trampling around the garden, eating the daffodils?
I do not eat daffodils.
Well, somebody does, don't they?
Well, perhaps we could leave it there. Gerald, Professor, thank you very much indeed.
How can a man who's never playing some interesting stuff today, Eric.
Nothing like you ever happened to me before. I know what to do, so what am I waiting for? I know my lips will kiss you and I can't get my arms to move. Feel like my feet are planted and I can't get my mind to groove. I'm in a panic. When I look at you,
have suddenly turned as cold as a gray December. It suddenly seems that yesterday's dreams are something you can't remember. You never were at a loss for words before, but now you don't seem to say much anymore. You'll not draw another getting that restless feeling. You couldn't disguise that look in your eyes. Oh baby, it's too revealing. You're thinking about a change of scenery. You're making some plans without informing me. You've got your mind on other things.
Beverly Ann, and You've Got Your Mind on Other Things. Before that, one of my favourite groups of this sort of digging and delving I've been doing into Northern Soul. I'll have to find out if there's any more tracks of them available. Going to have to do some more scouring around, I think. It's a group called Reparta and the Delrons, and a track called Panic. Really enjoyed that one, and we kicked it all off with Lou Ragland and I Travel Alone. Now, going back to what I was saying before about this all kicking off in the Twisted Wheel in Manchester, I wonder if there's anybody anybody out there listening around the world who would have frequented one of the many clubs that grew up in the early and mid-70s as a result of Northern Soul. All, of course, very much in Northern England, as one would expect from the title. But the clubs that are listed here, is many of them have long disappeared. The Torch in Stoke-on-Trent, Leeds Central, Wolverhampton's Catacombs, Blackpool Mecca, Wigan Casino, Sheffield Samanthas, Cleethorpes Pier, Salford's Top of the World, and London's Legendary 100 Club, which apparently is still hosting Soul Nights until now. So if by chance any of you out there went to any of those clubs and listened to Northern Soul, and this selection I've brought together today brings back any memories for you, it's marrock.com. It'd really be nice to find one person that it sort of thought, wow, I've not heard this stuff being played on the radio for a very long time. Carrying on with the music now, you must excuse me because my throat is a little bit dry. I think I'm carrying on one of these bugs that doesn't floor you, but just enough to make you sound a bit hoarse. Guy's called Toby Legend, and the track is called Time Will Pass You By on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Passing seasons all but fade away into misty clouds of autumn gray. As I sit here looking at the street, little figures quickly moving feet, I'm just a
baby.
on MAR. It's the Eric Monahan Show.
I dig the way my baby wants and dig the things she does. If ever my baby leaves me, things will be the way it was. We'll talk about the way I am and all the things I do. But I don't care what the people say, as long as my baby stays true. Cause I've got to hold
on to my baby.
She says are nice. If my baby keeps talking to me, I'm gonna be dreaming of rings and rice. When the people hear the wedding bell, they're gonna be so surprised. I can't wait to see the people's faces and the funny looks in their eyes. Cause I've got to hold.
Cavaliers and Hold On To My Baby. Before that, probably the most famous name you're going to hear on the show today, Little Richard. I don't want to discuss it. And poor Toby Legend there turned out to be female rather than male. T-O-B-I. Yeah, I suppose I should have guessed that rather than T-O-B-Y. Time will pass you by. Eric Monahan with you. It's about 1:45. So about another 45 minutes to go, halfway through the show. And this next track, I'm sure Tony Hayes or Paul J would turn it into some sort of jingle. The track is called Moonlight, Music and You, and you can follow it up with On the Paul J Show or something like that. Artist is called Laura Green.
The night is full of love. Time, my darling, is standing still. Tonight, my love, I believe that we are the only two people in the world. Oh, by the way, did you bring your guitar?
All I want is moonlight, music and you in my arms. All I want is moonlight, music and all of your charms. I want to put all my troubles away. All I want is moonlight, music and you.
It's a bloody miracle.
Well, that was an excerpt from the controversial and some would say scurrilous new British picture, The General Synod's Life of Christ. The film deals with the rise to fame and greatness of a humble carpenter's son named Jesus Christ. But many people have seen in the film a thinly disguised and blasphemous attack on the life of Monty Python. Python worshippers claim the film sets out to ridicule by parody the actual members of Monty Python, men who even today are worshipped and revered throughout the Western world. Now, Alexander Walker, what did you think of the picture?
Well, I was appalled. I mean, I actually find it deeply offensive that in a country that is still ostensibly a Python-worshipping country, that a 14-year-old child can actually get in to see this film. I mean, there is little enough proper Python around these days without parading this distorted garbage about.
Bishop, you directed the film. Did you expect this kind of reaction?
Well, I certainly didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition. Yes, I did direct the film, and I feel as though I must emphasize at this stage that it is not about Python.
Oh, come on.
I'm not a Pythonist. I'm not a Pythonist myself, but obviously I have a tremendous amount of respect for people like Alexander, who are.
Oh, come now, Bishop. I mean, the leading figure in this film, what is it? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's quite clearly a lampoon of the comic messiah himself, our Lord John Cleese. Well, come on, I mean, even the initials, JC, are exactly the same.
I must explain to you, the Christ figure is not Cleese.
Oh, come on.
No, he's just an ordinary man who happens to have been born in Weston-super-Mare at the same time as Mr. Cleese.
Jonathan,
he is mistaken. He is mistaken for the comic messiah himself by vast crowds of people who follow him about, doing silly walks,
shouting,
no, no, not the comfy chair, and other slogans from the good box.
I'm sorry, Jonathan, whatever you say, this film is a highly distasteful one. I mean, have people forgotten how Monty Python suffered for us?
I know.
How often the sketches failed? I mean, these men died for us, frequently.
Bishop, perhaps you feel that the film deteriorates the spiritual side of Monty Python.
Not at all.
Well, I disagree.
I mean, if Python is immortal, as Pythonists believe, then I can't believe that a mere film,
a tenth-rate,
could put them off. I mean, in the words of John Cleese, whenever two or three are gathered together in one place, then they shall perform the parrot sketch.
It is an ex-parrot.
It has ceased to be.
Indeed. Well, Alexander Walker, the final scene of the picture has attracted the most attention.
Right. Well, I mean, now here, I think we have the ultimate blasphemy. I mean, it is set in a hotel in Torquay, where literally hundreds of Spanish waiters are being clipped about the ear by this Jesus Christ bloke. It is obviously a lampoon of the comic messiah's greatest half
it's
hour.
It's not at all. The point, it's well, Torbay.
Thank you both very much
indeed. Oh, come on, Torbay,
indeed,
Torquay. I mean,
Bishop,
we're quibbling.
Alexander Walker, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. I mean, Jonathan,
we
really...
We take a break now for some explicit sex, thinly disguised as choreography.
There's a man in Iran that I can't resist. Revered, kind of weird, got this chick in a twist. And even in these World War III times, I can't help wishing he was mine. I adore the harmony close, and I will fall for your charms. I adore the dull harmony close,
miss you so much, you dear old goat. Let me get on your goat. Oh, I told her that you're beautiful. Are there any more at home like you?
There, whether you recognise it from that song, that was Paul Anka, so another famous name to come out of Northern Soul. I Can't Help Loving You. Before that, the unmistakable Not 9 o'clock News Again, Life of Python, and Pamela Stevenson, There's a Man in Iran. And we kicked off with another excellent one that I enjoyed, Moonlight and Music and You, Laura Green. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio. You're with the Eric Monaghan Show for the 27th of December, and I hope you're all nice and relaxed. You're sort of in that limbo stage now, whereby Christmas and Boxing Day are behind you, and New Year's Eve is a few days away, and you've got that time to sort of recharge the batteries before whatever you're doing on New Year's Eve, which hopefully will include Merseyland Alternative Radio. mar@rock.com is the email. If you want to go to our website, it's www.mar.me.uk, where you can sign in at our guest book just to say where in the world you're listening and what you think of it. There's also a text phone number, but I can never remember it, but I'll make sure I know it for tomorrow's show. And I'm going to carry on now with Nancy Ames, A-M-E-S, I Don't Want to Talk About It.
Everybody wants to know. But why?
hurts when I do.
Monahan Show on Mezzeland Alternative Radio.
Time to find
track that will probably go down well with the Pit Crew, so I'll play that one for them. Shirley Ellis and Soul Time. Before that, Sweet Things, I'm in a World of Trouble. And we started off with Nancy Ames, I Don't Want to Talk About It. Now, another name that you'll probably recognise to come out of this scene is the next artist. It's Peaches and Herb, I Need Your Love So Desperately. Got about 25 minutes left on the Eric Monahan Show, and if Jackie Frost is listening, if you can let me know if it's Steve Martin or Mike Stand, I can make the official handover to the correct person. Other than that, I'll just have to guess. Peaches and Herb, I Need Your Love So Desperately on MAR.
Oh, me darling, please don't ever let me go. 'Cause when you hold me, my whole love life seems to grow. Stronger than all the love that I have known, and I know I've shown that I love you so. And I really need your love so desperately, oh. Kiss me, darling, and my heart wants more and more. Your last kiss, baby, is as sweet as the one before.
Sweeter than all the sweets that I have known, and I know I've shown that I love you so.
And I really need you, yes I do. On wanting more.
The kind of love you give, it can't be beat, 'cause you're so sweet and I love you so.
And I really need your love so desperately, oh. Yeah.
to drop it from, I drop it on you. World leaders, drop it on you.
You're listening to The Eric Monahan Show on Mezzeland Alternative Radio.
I went out last night and tried to see if another woman would satisfy me. She was a good loving woman and I knew she would if anybody could. But I couldn't kiss that girl to save my soul because I need.
Shane Martin, I Need You. Before that, the Confrontation song, Not Neither News. Felt that was a little bit out of place there. Lorraine Chandler, I Can't Change. And we kicked off with a very enjoyable sound. Again, not somebody I would even think of looking up, but I enjoyed that one. Peaches and Herb, I Need You So Desperately. About 15 minutes to go on the Eric Monahan Show, Mezzeland Alternative Radio. Hope you're going to stay with us till midnight and come back again for a bit more tomorrow. Going to carry on now with Dana Valerie. And You Don't Know Where Your Interest Lies is the rather long-winded title of this one.
You left me.
listening what the lady told me. She said, Larry, I'm sorry, I gotta go, 'cause I found me a new love that I love more.
I know that must have been a bitter pill for you to take.
Sure was, man.
It make your poor heart wanna break.
This is what I told her.
You and your new love, keep on keeping on.
Thing. I'm through with you, girl.
Tell her to keep that love, man, if that's what she call it. She'll mess around and be the major alcoholic.
Sorry about that. I gave her my heart, she only used it. She took my love and she abused it.
You gotta find a girl that will treat you right, that'll give you plenty of loving every night. Now,
this is what I told
you. You and your new love, keep on keeping on. I know that love and feeling is gone.
Your good thing.
Through with you, girl.
You can go on and find you somebody else. I can live cheaper by myself. Don't need no woman to help me starve to death. Can you dig it? Hey, Watson, dig this. This is what I told her. I don't want no one who don't love me, who keep on dishing out misery.
Treat you right. She got to love you every night.
Now, take this.
You and your new love, keep on keeping on. I know that love and feeling is gone.
Too late.
Way too late, baby.
Now, too late.
You done messed up your good thing.
Your ship is gone by, baby.
I'm gonna find me somebody new.
You're listening to Eric Monahan.
And before that, another Williams, this time Larry, with Johnny Guitar Watson, and a track called Too Late, and we kicked it all off with Dana Valerie. Now, very near the end of my show, it's amazing how it flies by when you've only got 90 minutes instead of 120. But never mind, hopefully you've enjoyed the music. If you want to let me know whether you have or not, it is mar@rock.com. tell us what you think of it. Just something a little bit different for Christmas and New Year. And talking of Christmas and New Year, I'll send my best wishes now to Susan and Alan, if they're listening. And I wonder if this chap might be a distant relation. It's Morris Chestnut and Too Darn So... Get it out. Too Darn Soulful.
Keep lying to myself. I know there'll never be nobody else. My heart is unguarded from your force, and I'm gonna shout it until I'm hoarse. You, oh baby, you're just too darn soulful. I wanna tell you about it. You, yeah, yeah, you're just too darn soulful. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Did you put the S? Did you put the M in meat? Did you put the C in charm to make me never want to leave your arm? You, baby, you're just too darn.